Okay.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Anime Chickasaw, and I am Brent, and I'm with my older brother, Donnie.
Hello.
And, long time since I was able to actually get back up here again and record another session of us watching this a bunch of anime. So, this one here.
Watching a lot of stuff.
Well, we haven't done a recording for like a month or so. And during that process, it's not like I didn't want to do any recordings. I just didn't have any time to do any recordings because I've been watching. I've been nonstop watching shit. Actually, I had a huge old bench about fucking playing video games. So I was playing video games for like 3 weeks straight. Like, I haven't fucking done shit, but just play video games. Like, as soon as I got home, I was playing this Monster Hunter World, dude. I was playing fucking balls off that game. It was hard as fuck. And irritating as fuck. It's a very irritating game. Any game that's a Capcom game is an irritating game.
Yeah, Capcom likes to make irritating games, that's for sure. I've been thinking about... I keep looking at it because it's on sale right now in the Xbox stores. But I've been thinking about it, but all at the same time, I don't want to. I've been thinking about buying Battlefront 2 and playing that. I played the shit. The thing is that they haven't fixed a lot of the issues that are with the first one for the second one. I mean, they've fixed a lot of the other problems, but because of the fact that they did shit to it when they first started it, that there's microtransaction loot boxes in the game, like in the second game. And the thing is they removed those because they got so much backlash from gamers and shit for doing it, because this is an expensive game. You buy a game, and then the only way you can really keep up is if you're a wallet warrior in that game. Okay. And now if you buy it, you still have to deal with the wallet warriors that were able to level all their guys with the MTX boxes. They're still playing, but fucking the thing is that they're so far ahead because you have to play like a billion hours in order to acquire all the shit that they bought with money. That's annoying. And see, they changed it so now the loot boxes in the game are just for cosmetic things, which is what it always should have been. It should have never been fucking for upgrading your guys. I mean, EA being a fucking greedy cunt, man. I mean, that's what they were. And so I want to play it because I like the first one. But the first one, even then, it still has some of its issues, which is it takes forever to level your guy. Like, you have to understand, I've put over like 100, I never repeat this to Elizabeth, I've put over like 100 hours in that game, and I'm still not even like level 40. You can only get up to level 100. Like, it's just like Call of Duty, you know?
You think that's fucking bad? Wait till you play Monster Hunter World. Dude, I got fucking like 98 hours in that fucking game. I'm only level 21. That's
funny shit.
I mean, and I spent a fuckload of hours on that game. It had a restrictor on it until the game was beat. So there's a restrictor on your level until the actual game is complete, and then afterwards you have it just keeps going. It goes on forever.
Okay.
And you got like more quests, more optional quests, all this other bullshit you got to do in it. But when you're playing it, you're just like, you made it to level, I think the max you can go is like level 14. That was it. And you're gonna have to do like level 8, level 9 quests, and those are really fucking hard quests. Yeah. And once you get those things complete, and they're like, you finished the game, we unlocked the level thing off of you. I was like, you son of a bitch. I was just like,
level restriction, that's shit.
Yeah, it had a level restriction until the game was beat, and then afterwards, now your character can go all the way up.
Huh. Alright, that's odd.
And your fucking character can go all the way up to, well, I was looking on YouTube of like, what's the quickest way of leveling up, and they're like, here's the quickest way of leveling up to 999. I was like, holy fuck, dude. What the fuck was it, dude? 999 levels, dude. Holy shit.
Is there going to be any more expansions to that game, or is it just, is that it? Like, you just run around and kill shit with people.
Yeah, that's pretty much all you do. It's just a big old MMO, fucking, you just walk around. Sometimes people join you. You can join other people's fucking quests and stuff to go kill monsters. And monsters are just big-ass dinosaurs.
Yeah, I
know. And you're just fucking up dinosaurs all day. And then I got kind of tired of that after 3 weeks. After the whole fucking level restrictions, I didn't know I had level restrictions. So I'm like, why is my character not leveling up? I'm like, I'm struggling with some of these quests. I should be able to level up my character to get a little stronger to fucking beat them. But I'm restricted on my levels.
That's so weird.
And then after I beat the goddamn game, and that was a few fucking cuss words down the line, and getting hella pissed and raging on it. I'm like, you fucking Capcom piece of shit.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I fucking beat it. And then I was like, oh, thank you. And then they're like, your restriction's been removed. I was like, cool. And then now I'm at level 21, but I think almost 100 hours was almost in that game just to get a level 21. I was like, dude, fuck. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, a lot of people have been playing that game for like a long time. I think it's new here. I think there have been people playing like in Japan and stuff, and Korea and Japan for like ever. I think it's a game that's been on like PC for ever and ever, like for them, not for us.
And it's just weird because I'm like, I never saw like Capcom ever make a game that's such an open world game. I'm like, man, this is Capcom, don't do shit like that. Like, Capcom makes like player versus player kind of shit, like arcade kind of games.
Yeah.
And like God of War, that's another annoying ass fucking game. I love the game, but God, dude, look, God of War is so irritating. Dude, like, do my bones, it's irritating.
It can be, for sure.
I sat there and I played fucking God of War 3, the digital remaster, because I haven't played God of War since fucking the first PlayStation. I think that was like, or maybe PlayStation 2. Yeah, PlayStation 2 dropped God of War, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm playing God of War 3, and I'm like, dude, this game is so fucking irritating. It's just like, you're trying to fuck up fucking gods, and they're just whipping your ass hella fast. It's like Ninja Gaiden shit. You're just like, fuck you.
Yeah. Let me see. My recollection, I thought God of War 3 was pretty easy. I burned through it. I think I did that game in 10 hours or something like that.
It's a fast game.
I borrowed Scott's PS3.
It pissed me off, but I think I did do like 12 hours on the game, and that was about it. It was really fast.
I did it fast. I just flew through it.
And I got a War 4 coming out later on this month, and I'm just like, I'm ready. I'm ready to get pissed off at a fucking game again. So I did like 3 weeks of fucking just like this, benching games. I was binging hella games.
I watch a lot of movies and shit. Playing, I don't really get a whole lot of time to watch any anime. I've been kind of slacking on watching my anime, even though I have watched quite a bit. Netflix has been putting out so much shit, it's like overwhelming. Yeah. It's like, I never imagined that they'd have like fucking like, what did they release? I think like five series in the last like fucking month. Like, I mean, that's a lot.
It is. It's a lot, especially for Netflix.
I'm hooked up to your Wi-Fi. I'll tell you what fucking came out. I watched one of them, and that was the one where they go to school where everybody gambles.
Oh, yeah. That one was fucking cool. I finished that one, too.
That one was
Kakiguri or Kakiguri? Kakiguri.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one I was watching as well, and I liked it. I liked that one a lot. It was fun to watch.
Kakiguri. Yeah, Kakiguri. It was
Sword Guy, Children of the Whales, Aiko Incarnation, The Beginning, The Beginning, which is actually really good. I watched that all the
time. Yeah, I watched that too.
Kakiguri.
Aiko. I finished Aiko Incarnation. I almost finished Children of the Whales.
And then they released Devilman Crybaby, but I haven't watched that.
I haven't watched that either. I just saw the previews in there. I'm like, this might be one that I'll have to slowly get through, or hopefully it goes by fast. Sometimes when it catches me really good, I'll just burn right through it. Like Kakiguri, I burned through that. But after I was done,
it was fun to watch.
I sat there and like the artwork and that shit reminded me of fucking prison school, where you know, where they were sitting there, they're all like regular artwork, and then it had like this huge emotional expression on their face, like, you fucking cunt. It's like, holy shit. And I was like, wow. And they're just like squinting eyes, and their teeth are all gritting and shit. It's like, how dare you.
The interesting thing is, am I right that all those animes that have come out, they're from the same studio that made like I just fucking spaced all of them. The other ones that we've been watching on there.
Oh, yeah, like Ajin and.
Yeah, Ajin. That's
yeah, it. Ajin and like then Knights of Sidonia.
Yeah, that's it. It's from the same people, right?
It could be. There was another one that was on.
Let me look. I bet it is. if it'll say it on my phone.
It either is or isn't, because I'm not exactly sure, because that artwork's actually really good. It doesn't have that kind of weird,
I think they're
animation.
Changing it, though. I think they're changing up how they're doing their artwork.
Because I think they put out that last one with the Godzilla. I think that's the movie. I don't know if it's a TV show. I think maybe it's just a movie.
And Blame before that. Yeah, Godzilla came out after. I haven't watched Godzilla yet. Like I said, it's been pumping out shit.
Yeah, there's just tons of it that keeps coming out. Like, watch this shit. And then there's another one I see. I think they released another one, too. It's like the Eternal Evergreen. Yeah, I think that's the other one that's on there, too.
It's just a trailer. It doesn't say. See, I'm on my phone looking at it, and it doesn't tell you as much. See, if it's on the computer, would tell you fucking everything you wanted to know. Mm. But it doesn't tell you shit, fucking.
Yeah, but fucking Kagaguri though, that was like, it was super pervy for what it was, for just like fucking gambling.
Fucking gambling. It was.
It was just a pure like kids. They're super wealthy. Well, most of them are wealthy. Some kids get in there and they're not as wealthy or some shit. They're all, and then on their free time after schooling, they just fucking gamble all day. And the stakes are high. And then if you can't pay back your money, you become a fucking house pet for them.
It was awesome. I liked all that stuff. That stuff was funny.
And then this one girl comes in. She's like a new transfer student or some shit. And she just doesn't give a fuck. She put everything on the line for her fucking hand, but then like luck kind of goes her way and she like wins.
And the interesting thing about it is that she becomes the main character becomes a house pet in it, and she does it on purpose.
Yes.
You realize that she did it all on purpose, because there's rules to the whole thing. Like, right. If you're a house pet, you can challenge anyone at any time, and they have to accept your challenge if you're a house pet. Yeah.
So she was just blowing it away. Just
even though she's walking around with like, what? I think she's walking around with like a half a billion yen or something. And she won't pay back any of her debt, because she knows if she's a house pet, she can challenge anybody.
Yes.
And so she just keeps walking around challenging everyone. It was I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I thought it was funny, but it actually had absolutely no point at all.
Actually, true.
It was just like it was very entertaining. It was super entertaining, but the story wise, there was nothing like, oh, I can't wait that happens next. I'm like, what kind of pervy bitch is gonna do something stupid? And you just sit there, you click on it, and like the girl with the eye patch, she was the one that was fucking killing me the most. I'm sitting there, I'm like, dude, that broad is something else. She's like always in the bathroom because she's like rubbing them out or something. Like that. She's just always thinking about somebody. Like, I can't wait to gamble her for like life or death situation, because she wants to play Russian roulette. Like, mm-hmm. That was her deal. Like, I just like, I put 6 rounds in this bullet, so someone's gonna die. And then like her expressions too when she was challenging that main character who was the house pet. And she goes, I know that you will accept this. And she's like, yeah, I guess I will. And she's like, yes. And then you can see like the steam come out of her mouth. She's just like, ah. You're just like, oh, fuck. And then she's like sweating and crying. And then she's like,
I guess you're right. It does have a lot of the a lot of that, just like prison school. Prison school has that too.
Because they'd be like crawling through the crawl space. And he's like looking through and he's just like, big ol' eye. It's like all fucking red and shit. You see that girl squatting above it, and it's just like, it drips from her fucking panty line, and it's just like, hits his eyes. It's like, I cannot blink.
Prison school was fantastic.
Yeah. It was, yeah, it is half. It has that same kind of thing, but the emotions in there too were exactly the same, like prison school. And this blew me away, because they were just like, oh yeah, of course we could be friends. And then you see the expression like, fuck you, you fucking bitch. And they're like all the lines and it's just really good. Like, I loved all the artwork in it. I thought it was fantastic. And then but yeah, it had no story whatsoever from beginning to end. There was no point of the story.
It was just her trying to beat everybody.
That's all I can think of too. And then at the end, it didn't really come out as like a beating. It was just like, oh, we draw. I'm like, all right.
Well, I guess they're setting it up to have another season of it. That's essentially what it comes down to. That's
like that would have a next season to it. The one that I don't see, let's see here. You haven't finished King's Game.
No, I haven't. I haven't finished it yet. I was trying. I just couldn't get it done. I planned on getting it done yesterday, and I didn't really have that busy of a day. I just had to go do like an inside for somebody. Get home, my fucking computer's off and monitor, and I go like, why the fuck is it off? Goddamn UPS fucking failed on it. So the battery on it failed, and it shut everything down. And so I was on the phone with them, dealing with them, and they're going to send me a free battery for it.
Oh, okay.
And then, which was cool. That was the only cool thing about it, really. And then trying to figure out where the hell to plug. The main thing he was telling me when I was talking to my phone, because I wanted to make sure it was the battery before I replaced the battery. I was thinking of buying a new battery. But then they said it was still under warranty, and they sent me a battery for it. So it's just like, that's great. But he's telling me that since I have the printer plugged into, it's not into that UPS, it's plugged into the other one, but it's still in the circuit, and when the printer turns on, it zaps both the both my UPSs in the room, because that one that's for my gaming consoles and the other one's for my computer and everything else.
Oh, okay.
It's hooked to that, so since it's on that circuit, it doesn't matter where I plug it in at. I did have it plugged into the surge protector side of the UPS that's on, is for my game consoles and stuff. But the thing is, I realized that even if I move it, if it's on the circuit for the room, it blasts both the UPSs in the room. So there's only one plug in the room that isn't connected to that circuit in the room, and that's the one that's in the far corner over by the closet near the kitchen. That one's connected to the kitchen, so I need to plug it into that so it hits the kitchen circuit instead. So when it turns on, it doesn't blast everything in my room.
Gotcha.
So it was just a lot of fiasco trying to figure shit out. Because I thought I could just swap it over to one of the other plugs, but I'm guessing it zaps everything in the fucking room when it turns on. So I needed to fix that, because it essentially will fail that UPS again, and it also could fuck up my the UPS for my gaming consoles as well. I mean, that will eventually fail as well, because it's getting zapped just the same as well.
Right, so that might take a shit on you too.
Mm-hmm. And so I just needed to figure that out. And so that's what I was going to finish watching King's Game yesterday, and that's what I was doing. I was doing that, then I had to go Costco.
Oh, it's too bad too, because you need to finish that.
I want to finish
because I'll get it done. That has a fucking great finale. You're just like, man, when you told me King's Game on the phone, I was like, King's Game. I'm like, going through Funimation, I'm like, all right, okay, King's Game. I'm like, oh, yeah, I did see something that they brought it up. Mm-hmm. That was something new. And then I started watching. After the first episode, I was like, oh, fuck, dude, this is going to be good. Mm-hmm. Just the violence and the gruesome violence of exploding blood just blowing everywhere.
It's great, yeah.
I'm like, that is fantastic. And I don't know, like, how far are you into that?
I'm on episode 10.
Okay. There's only 12 episodes.
Yeah, there's only 12 episodes. So okay, I only have 3 left.
Yeah, they're right at the moment of going to that long stretch run to the final island.
Yeah, the next the episode I'm on is the one where they're supposed to have a race or something
yes.
like that.
Okay, and so you're at the race. Okay, so that concludes it all. So even just for the race before that, I could probably remember everything that happened because that shit was so fucking good.
Yeah, we can hold on to it, though. I mean, there's no reason to talk about it now. I mean,
okay.
We got Berserk to talk about, which I fucking love.
Dude, that thing, the artwork's horrible.
Like, the artwork for the fucking characters is horrible. The background artwork is fantastic.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The background artwork is really fucking good.
And the weird thing is, I was sitting there thinking about it, and what it is that they did the artwork for the characters to make it look like they're hand-drawn. But they're not hand-drawn. They're animated. They're CG animated to look hand-drawn. It's so bizarre. And you watch it, but as soon as you get past that, it's so fucking awesome. It's just like the most awesome thing to watch. It's just packed full of fucking nudity and violence just endlessly. Yes. It's just fucking, it's fucking awesome. Like,
it is. It was really fucking good. Like, it took a while because you have to like at least get through like the first 3 episodes just to get yourself adjusted to how they did that artwork to it.
Yeah.
It looks like fucking Paper Mario. You know, they look like cut out paper
characters
in front of an actual.
It's not that
artwork.
Fucking just vibrant art from like the movies, the fucking Golden Age movies. Like, the Golden Age movies are fucking amazing looking.
Yes.
Start to finish, amazing looking. Yes. And where the it's interesting because I actually have more to talk about besides that, because I've been reading the manga also. Manga's different. It's weird. Like, where the Golden Age start, because where the Golden Age is in the manga is later on, okay? Where this new anime starts is where the manga begins, okay? It starts with him walking into that tavern in the very, that's where the manga begins, where he gets a little fairy and everything. Yes. He sort of saves him. He saves him just by happenstance because he ends up killing everybody in the place, and that's how he saves him. But it's just because they start fighting with him is the reason why
right.
he saves him. Indirectly saves them, and but it starts there, and then it'll eventually progress to a point where it gets to the Golden Age, and because he's running around killing apostles, like right in the beginning, he's hunting them down and trying to kill them, and they know that he's out trying to kill them and everything. And he eventually, interesting thing is, because if you're watching the anime, he only sees, with the, both the movies and this anime, he sees Griffith twice. And both times he was, or it was just before he dies and becomes a demon, and then he sees him again after he's reborn. But in the manga, just before the Golden Age starts, he sees Griffith again, and then he's trying to kill him because he gets sucked back into that demon world again by one of the apostles trying to save himself. And so he tries to do it, and then it cuts to the Golden Age, and it starts off with because in the movies you don't see Guts, or Gatsu as he is in the manga. He's called Guts too, but his name's Gatsu. You don't see him until he's trying to kill that fucking captain, like Captain Boris or something.
Yeah, that big fucking dude. The big ass dude with the axe.
That's when you first see him in the anime, okay, is that in the Golden Age, okay? And but in the manga, it starts from when he's a baby, because there's a band of mercenaries traveling to wherever they're going, I guess, to try to sell their services, I guess. And they come across a tree. It has a bunch of people that have been hung or hanged on it. And one of them was a woman that was pregnant, and there's a baby sitting on the ground, and like a bunch of like fetal blood and stuff on the ground. And the captain of the mercenaries has this woman. I don't know if it's his wife. I think it's just the woman that he's with. Goes and grabs the baby, and he's just like, "Don't do that. Just leave it there. It's dead. There's no reason to do it." And the baby starts crying, and that's Gatsu, and that's where it begins. And so it kind of shows him grow up, and then that lady, I think, that took him in, I believe she dies of like smallpox or some kind of illness. All right, and the guy that she's with, the captain of the mercenaries, he blames Guts for it, essentially, and then sells even after he's been training Guts and everything, right, he sells him to this guy for a night, and that guy says that to him, that that the captain sold him to him for the night, and then rapes Guts, and then they have a battle like within like a week of that happening, and Guts kills him. He shoots him with a crossbow like twice, but he never believes that the guy he kind of considers his father now was the one who did it. And then that guy thinks his father gets injured. I think he loses like part of his leg or something, so it incapacitates him, so he's still there, part of the mercenaries, but he's not able to fight any longer. And so Guts has always been this like up and down about what he's heard, because that guy told him that that's what happened, that he sold him to him for the night. And then the guy he thinks is dad, the captain of mercenaries, he wasn't a captain anymore at the time because he got injured, so I think he'd lose your position, but he's still there. And he comes in after getting drunk and tells him that that he hates him, because he thinks that that's the reason why the woman that he was in love with died, and that it was him that sold him. And then Guts stabs him in the throat with a fucking sword. Like, and it's like almost like immediately he comes in there and attacks him, but see, he's missing his leg, so he's fucking he's kind of hobbling around, and he has like on a crutch, and he's like trying to swing his sword at Guts, and Guts stabs him in the throat with that, and then has to run because he, in the process of doing this, a lantern gets broken, his tank catches on fire, and there are mercenaries show up to try to put it out, and they see they killed him, and so he he has to run for it, and then he hops on a horse, takes an arrow in the back, and then he comes to this like cliffside where he falls off his horse and falls down the cliffside, and then another band of mercenaries go in another direction, pick him up, and then it skips to him fighting the captain of the guard in the beginning of the Golden Age.
Oh, okay.
So just to give you a little like rundown, but it's very interesting manga to read.
It is amazing. Cool because. So what it does in that manga is starts out as like the anime series that we're starting with, where he's in a tavern, yes. He has a fairy, and he goes and he fucks everybody up. There's not one place that motherfucker goes that he's not pulling that big ass fucking steel sword. You're just like, whoa, 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 whoa. We can hear that thing fucking whistling as he's just fucking whacking fools in pieces.
Yeah, that whoosh.
He just comes around. He's like, whoa. You can hear it just like, people just explode in pieces all over the place. So it starts with that, but then it flashes backs to a Gold Age, because it seems like a Gold Age and stuff like that.
He kills an apostle, and then he goes and hunts down another one who's acting as the lord of this castle, of this feudal castle. And that guy, he's on the verge of killing him, and that he uses a little... Fuck, what's that little thing called that sends him there? It's a little pendant that fucking Griffith had. I can't remember what it's called either. He uses that to summon all of them to like that demon realm. And then once again, he's in front of all those five demons that are...
On the hand.
I guess it'd be the demon hand.
Yeah, that would be the demon hand.
And then... that's how it happens, and then he sees Griffith again. That's when he sees Griffith again, and he's trying to kill him, but he's still not powerful enough to fight with him. And that's when it moves to that point. It jumps to the Golden Age.
Yeah, then
right there.
Flashback into the Golden Age.
Yeah, he fights him, and he
tells a story about
he gets beaten, and then I think he actually. That happens. I think they get out of that situation, and then the Golden Age starts. It shows how he knows Griffith and everything after that. I think that all actually resolves itself. I think he goes there. They make it back to the real world, and then as soon as he's like leaving that realm that he was in, that that feudal realm that he's in, that's when the Golden Age starts, like right after that. So very interesting, though. Very good manga, I'd have to say. It's a very good manga.
Well, it's a very good freaking story all the way around. Even in the anime series, I love it. I'm like, I love Berserk. I'm like, dude, this thing's such a good fucking story. And it had the three movies, which I always thought they were fucking fantastic. And then the anime series came out. I'm like, why didn't you not make it look like the fucking... movies. I mean, the movies were so good. You guys could have fucking pumped them out.
It is a bit of a turnoff to it when you start watching. You're like, what the fuck? Why would you make this look like that? Yeah. But then if you just give it a little time to kind of settle in,
it's fucking awesome.
The
story, you're just like, oh, you're hooked to that story more than anything. You're like, oh, that shit's so fucking good. Because there was like that moment where... they're like, oh man, it's the Black Knight guy. I think they called him the Black Knight all the time because he had all that dark metal and shit that's all on him. And I don't know, there's about like 100 fucking people going after him, and he murdered all of them.
He just wipes them all out.
And it takes them one broad, throws her out, goes, get out of here. He just starts fucking whacking them all, and then he's trying to kill that little fucking... the princess of the fucking kings or some shit like that.
Yeah.
She's trying to prove a name, and she sent like 100 people, and he fucking slaughtered all of them. And he like keeps getting shot too. He's just like shot. He's just like, I'm so weak, but I think I can swing it a few more times. And his sword's like huge. It's like the fucking Final Fantasy VII Cloud Sword. You know, he just pulls that bitch off, and he's just like, he's gonna kill you. And he hits the tree, and he like cuts the tree in half and cuts the people too. Because every time he swings that fucking thing, the trees fall and people blow in pieces all over the place.
That's one thing in a manga, when he's a kid being trained, he's always using a sword that's way bigger than he should be using. He's using a sword that's like as big as him.
Yeah.
So he's like swinging his big sword, and they're all just like, you should use a smaller sword, it'd be easier for you to swing. And he goes, no, I must swing this big ass sword. I'm trying to fucking train myself to swing this big sword.
Yeah, and then his sword just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But yeah, Berserk, I love that. Oh, that was so fucking good.
Berserk was fantastic. And the interesting thing was, the first season, you watch it, and it's full of violence. And I like how they do the nudity in it, okay? Instead of putting a bunch of bullshit all over the screen, they just don't have nipples.
Yes.
And that's what it is. No genitalia or nipples. And so it's like a bunch of Barbie dolls and Ken dolls and shit.
Yeah, fucking they're just like, here's the nudity. No nipples. Like, all right.
Like, it matters. Like, you know, some fucking 13-year-old kid's, like, jacking it fucking hard. And even still, just going, holy shit, it's full of nudity. And
Yeah.
But, I mean, I prefer that way more than fucking bullshit all over the screen that's distracting as fuck. And
like little leaves and shit or fucking...
Yeah, leaves are a fucking are godsend compared to fucking big old banners that go across the entire fucking screen that you can't see anything. Yes. It's like, what the hell is this? It's
like, and another thing, too. That was in King's Game. We'll talk about that when we come up to King's Game. But, because the censorship's kind of
weird. Or make black things out.
Yeah, they black things.
They black things out.
And there's a lot of them that black things out. Like, it's, like, darker than the rest. It's just like, who gives a fuck? Everything's covered in blood everywhere. But you have the black in the part where, like, the body's been severed from the other part.
Yeah, did they do that at all in Berserk? A little bit.
They did it in Berserk a little bit, they fucking, he whacks people in half. But then when the bodies are laying there, they show the head, like, all decapitated and shit. But right where it was actually hacked off, like, right by the neck and shit, and then the torso of the body where the neck has been cut, they black them. I'm like, why do you do that? It's just like, oh, but maybe it's easier because they don't have to sit there and put all the tendons and spines and shit and fucking veins and squirting blood.
I think the thing is that it's done afterwards. I think the thing is completed first, and then they do that to censor it.
Yeah, they censor it in a weird way, too, because it's just like everything's covered in blood, like everywhere. I'm like, fuck, what is the difference between two little blacked out things? Those are the only things they come up all the time in any type of like horror animes and anything that are like really violent, bloody fucking like battle scenes and shit like that. They'll do a lot of those little blackout scenes. Like they can't show like the actual severance of like a head, but they'll sit there and they'll show one where it gets whacked and you see the dude's head fucking slide off, and then once it falls on the ground, they're blacked out. They're just weird. It's just so weird. I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, it's like, that was just too much that gets it to a different kind of grade on TV where they're like, okay, we got to put a couple black spots around here, and they're like, okay, we can throw it out there now.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, really, but I don't get it either. It's just like, especially something that, but the interesting thing is, when you watch the first season of Berserk, and then you get to the second one, that's when it starts giving you the graphic content warning.
Yes,
I noticed it as soon as it happened. It's like warning. This show contains a graphic graphic gore and violence, and I don't think it said anything about nudity.
Yeah, it just says pure graphic. This is like all this.
Yeah, graphic gore and violence or something like that. And yeah, it does.
Yes. And it has lots of it. And that's what makes it so good.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really fucking
good. Just worth watching. Like, just a fucking... I mean, 24 episodes. I believe it's 24
episodes. It's 24 episodes because they dropped the... Which was funny because they dropped 12 episodes. I want to say about a year or so.
It was last year.
Yeah, it was last year.
And they did one the year before.
And then, yeah, it was last year when it got dropped, and the one year before that was dropped. So when I got on the Funimation, that was one of the old animes, was Berserk, and it was only 12. And then I got hit up again by Funimation saying that, hey, we're dropping another 12. And I'm like, wow, that was fast, because I'm like, I knew there was some serious problems with Berserk, with the guy that does the manga and the person, the people that are making the animes. Mm. And that's not how the dude that does the manga wants to do it that way. And there's a big old huge controversial battle between those two. That's why everything's been so spaced, because you had the two Berserk movies, Golden Age 1 and 2, and those things, and it was postponed forever before you got a third one.
But also there was actually another anime of Berserk made back in the 90s.
Oh, and there's another one that was even before that.
It's before the movies. There's
Berserk. Gotta fucking track those down and fucking watch those, because I want to see where that one starts. I wonder if it's
I believe it's only the Golden Age. I think what movies are is kind of like a condensed version of the Golden Age.
Gotcha.
So okay. I think that's what I've read is that's what it's supposed to be. I mean, you can
kind of like the X series and the X movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so it's just kind of a lower down. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of more of like a dumbed down version.
Okay, well that works too because I can't wait for more Berserk. If another one comes out, I'm like, whoa, we're stopping everything. I'm watching this shit. I love it.
To have another. I mean, why not have another one this year? But I mean, it's not like you can wait for the fucking manga to put out more shit. It's like it's an irregular fucking release. It comes out whenever. It doesn't have any like release time for the manga. The manga just comes out whenever.
Yeah, I think that's just how that guy works too.
You get one a month. You can get one every couple months. You get one every few weeks. His schedule is bizarre. Like it's just like it's all over the place. So
I think it's just when he has time to do it.
Yeah,
he has such a great story for it. It's just like, how are you so good at it? And we want it. Like, we want to eat it all up, and you just don't want to give it up.
There's still enough material for him to do another season, though. I mean, there's 300 and some odd chapters.
Oh, fuck, yeah. So you got plenty.
You could easily do another 12-episode, like, run really easily. And then maybe, it just depends on what they do. They could actually complete, like, Berserk with their own type of ending and story to it, just to give you something to end on.
Yeah, to give you a conclusion. I hate when they make animes and they get them and then they have like no conclusion. Like they left them open. And I'm like, you're never going to, and they're like, we're never going to make them again. You're like, you motherfucker. Like, Zario the Vampire is one of them. Mm-hmm. You got your first two seasons and then they're like, we're not making any more. And then like, Tokyo Ghoul's another one.
Tokyo Ghoul.
And I can't wait for the movie to come out. Or the movie already came out. I don't know.
I think it came out already,
but I think we have to wait because the Americans always have to wait on all that fucking cool shit. But the thing that I did like that Netflix did drop out was Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had a chance to watch. That's right.
Have you watched that?
I have not watched it yet.
It actually wasn't half bad. And I read it.
You watched it like that?
Awesome. I had to.
There's no English?
No. I was trying. I'm like, oh, English. Cool. And it was like, English for the blind. So it was just like, WB pops up there. And there's like a big golden WB says Warner Brothers. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it starts on like a train. And like, that's the sound of a train on tracks out the middle of a fucking field. I'm like, holy fuck, this is for the blind. I'm like, I guess I got to go to Japanese. And so I was just like, so I read it all. It was really good. Good cast. It looked like it was really well done.
Okay.
It was kind of it went in different directions than if you watched an anime, but I can see why they did that because it's really hard to fucking explain it without having 52 fucking episodes following it, you know? Because you need so many episodes. And
I just haven't gotten to it. I put it on
my list. Even go like to even the Führer. Like you don't even see you don't even see the Führer yet. It's just like
how far does it go? Where does it end at? Like, because I mean, I figured
all it does is it starts with the Eric brothers, the Aldrich brothers, and then it shows what happened to them. Of course, it
gives
them what they give you that,
gives
and
you
it already shows him he's already a state alchemist.
Okay, so it skips past the whole him.
It
trying
starts
out for
as because you know, it's like Full Metal Alchemist had two different series. One was the Brotherhood, and one was just Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah, right.
It seems like this story is starting with the Full Metal Alchemist, not the Brotherhood. It's actually completely different.
Okay.
They're actually the same story. They all have the same ending to them, but they start differently.
Mm-hmm.
The Brotherhood starts where we're going to go and be a state alchemist, and then that's the Brotherhood, and then the other one, he's already a state alchemist, and then they flash back to it of how he became that because he lost
it's been so long since I've watched fucking Full Metal Alchemist.
But when I watched it, I was like, okay, cool. And then, like, he's already a state alchemist. He's already doing things. He's already chasing after the Philosopher's Stone. And they're trying to explain what a Philosopher's Stone is. So they introduced the homunculus that are already in there.
Okay.
But they never even showed the Führer. So they won't show. They didn't even show the Führer. He still has Captain Mustang. He's still in the East Command or whatever he is with the old general of that time. And it introduces all the homunculus, and it was really cool because you started watching the homunculus and then you got like lust and gluttony and envy. I think it just shows the three. I think it shows just the three.
Okay.
It was just those three. They didn't show the other ones. They didn't show Greed, and then they didn't show the other father of all the homunculus. So it just shows them. And Lust, they got some smoking, banging Asian. No. She was hot, dude. I was sitting there like, dude, she was hot. I'm like, that was amazing. I was like, man, she was hot. But it was really good. And then they ended it, no conclusion, though. Like, it's still continuing.
Yeah, so that makes sense. I figured it wouldn't conclude, because it'd be the kind of real forced.
Yeah, so it was like,
oh, forced and rushed.
Well, it was kind of, it was fast-paced. It was a very fast-paced movie, because you're just like, this happened. You're like, okay, I think I got it all. If you never watched any of the animes, I think you could probably figure it all out.
Okay.
And then Black Clover.
Yeah.
Black Clover, dude. Fuck, I love Black Clover.
Yeah.
I love Black Clover to the point where I just want to watch everything about Asta. Una's fucking boring as fuck. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about you. You already have powers. Yeah, you're super powerful. Why in the fuck
I had that same feeling too when I watched it as well.
I'm like, I like the one that's struggling.
I like the ones that keeps gaining power.
Yeah,
that's what he keeps doing. He keeps developing more and more, like, as he's going along. And I wanted to get to is, does he not have any magic, or does he have magic, but he has like a passive ability of like dispel, like on him all the time, so he absorbs everybody's magic all the time, which he's done and used and stuff. Is that what his ability is? Is he just unable to control his passive dispel, and so he's always casting dispel on everything? When he uses his sword, he can cut through magic because he can dispel it when he hits with the sword. Oh,
that's a good point. And like, he always has magic, because it's like,
he has magic. He just he seems like he doesn't, because he has a passive ability of dispel on him at all times, and that's what his primary ability is dispel. And so, and that's what,
so he's dispelling his own magic.
He's dispelling his own magic because he doesn't know how to control it. See, if he can control his dispel, he'd all of a sudden have like all this magic he can use, and he should have magic because he has a grimoire on him, which would mean he has magic. Yeah. He's able to pull like swords that have different magical abilities out of it, which would mean he has magic,
right?
But I think those swords work with his dispel, and the thing is, he just needs to learn what it is, because his swords like absorb magic,
right?
So he is dispel. He doesn't know how to control it, and that's what I wanted to get to.
I'm so into like just Asta, and then they like show like some scenes with Una. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about Una. I'm like, he's already powerful. He can stand on his own. Like, look at Asta over here. He can't even ride a broom and shit. And you gotta be like, how the fuck do you get to this guy? And they're like, throw him out there through the smoke, and he's just like, you guys can't hit me through this fucking smoke, and he's just like, yeah, bam. He has no magic, so they can't even sense him.
But if anybody hasn't started watching Black Clover, just suck up the first like two episodes, because he's very annoying in the first two episodes, because it's just him screaming a whole bunch, and it gets tedious. But as soon as you get past like those, it's either two or three episodes, it gets excellent. It's just phenomenal after that.
It's really good. And the problem is that the episodes ain't very long.
Yeah, they're short.
They're only like 15-minute episodes, because they show you like fucking 7 minutes of the previous episode, and it's just like, oh, what are you doing?
And then you have bullshit after the fucking credits.
Yes, and then you got credits, and then after everything else, it sucks up to being like maybe 10, 12 minutes of actually watching what's going to progress forward, and then it's like done. You're like, I'm out of episodes.
I've done that too, where this is the first time I've actually had like two episodes in a row to watch since I originally first started watching it. Like, when I first started watching it, I had like six to watch, and I watched them.
But
I
just like it when you're like, look at this small, no mana, you have nothing, and all of a sudden he's just like, what did you say? And he just goes, boom, you see all his muscles. I think those are the most funniest things ever, because he's like holding this big ass sword. What are you gonna do wielding that big ass sword? You just like, you see all his muscles as he pop out of his fucking body. He's just like, I like the calf ones. The calf ones are the best, because he's like, what did you say? And he's just like, boom, and his legs like get hella bigger, and he's just like, boom, he flies right off, and they're like, what the fuck, he's hella fast.
Yeah, but see, also another thing that makes me think that he has a passive ability to spell is when he first gets his grimoire, when that guy attacks
yes
Ani for four leaf clover grimoire. Right then he transforms into this being with a bunch of power. He has magic. I'm just thinking he's dispelling it at all times. Oh, that's okay. My prediction of it.
That's a good one too.
I think he's dispelling himself at all times. He dispels everybody.
And it's funny too, because when they get into the knights and stuff, it seems like they would be training them how to fucking get better with their powers.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like none of those knights give two shits about whoever joins their group.
Yeah, it could be just something that's kind of lacking in the anime that maybe might be in the manga. Like, you might run into more training type things.
Yeah, because it seemed like there'd be like more training things, not just like, hey, go over here. Hey, go over there. Hey.
Yeah, the captain's lazy.
Yeah, I love the captain, dude. The captain's awesome. He's like, hey, Asta, get lost. I don't want to see you ever again. Is there a problem here? He's smoking cigarettes all day.
Yeah.
Breaking shit. He just opens the door. What's for breakfast? Smoking cigarettes. I'm sitting there like, it's so fucking funny. Yeah, but all the other captains are like, oh, we're from royalty and blah, blah, blah. And it seems like they don't give a shit about whoever joins their group and stuff. Like, they only just watch after themselves.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Black Clover is really good. If you guys haven't watched this new series, it just came out last year, and it was really fucking good.
Yeah, there's not that many episodes. I think there's only, like, about 20 now.
Yeah.
Right around there.
Yeah, there's about 20. And then, have you finished Recovery of an MMO Junkie?
Yes, I have. It was all right.
It was okay.
Yeah,
it was all right. It was a really good perspective of what a woman gamer, a chick that games.
Mm-hmm.
I love all the things that poke at her. Like, she's 30, like, she thinks that she's, like, ancient. That's funny. She's just like, oh, God, 30. And they're like, oh, we're 16-year-old college kids. How old are you? She's just like, all the arrows poking her. 30. Yeah,
the only thing about it is the one thing I'd figured would have, because she's playing as a guy and kind of trying to play herself off as a guy. When you play an MMO, I can't get my throat to clear. When you play an MMO, you eventually get to a point where you go do team chat. Like, that's just fucking inevitable. You can't do fucking raids and shit fucking by typing. Like, there's no way. It's like literally impossible. You just can't do them. And you figure they'd have known she's a woman like almost immediately. As soon as she hit like high level and started doing fucking team raids with them, fucking no way. You have to do you have to get on a chat line and fucking.
Yeah, right. Talk. It seems like they're all typing.
Yeah, they're
like, cast magic. By that time, you're gonna be fucking dead.
Yeah, you can't. Like, see, if you're gonna fight like a boss, like if you, because you've never played WoW or anything like that.
Yeah, I played WoW. I've wasted life. I've wasted my life on WoW. Life on.
You'll get to a point where you're doing fucking when you start doing raids on there, and you have to talk to each other because there's no way to do it. Because like, even the person who's kind of leading everything, he'll tell you kind of what to do or give you like instructions what to do. It's like, okay, this is gonna happen. Fucking move here, or dodge this shit, and then fucking get to this side of the room so you can get away from fucking whatever like attack is being made. And then as soon as that attack passes, you start doing your you start attacking again, and it'll tell you what to do. So like, there's no way around that. Like, you. If you're going to play a big MMO, you're not going to be able to get away with not getting on TeamSpeak or something.
Right, yeah, you would have to get on online somehow. And then, like...
But I got some other thing. I watched Justice League.
Yes.
Yesterday. What'd you think of it?
I loved it, actually.
I loved
it. Everybody was sitting there attacking the fuck out of me, dude.
I loved it, too.
I wish I still had my other podcast going, but fucking... Numb Nuts is fucking no longer really doing it with me anymore. I was gonna talk about Justice League because he thought it was absolutely horrible, and I'm like, I thought it was fucking good.
It was fantastic.
I'm like, it was good. And I am not a Ben Affleck Batman person. Like, I do not like him.
Yeah,
he's not my Bruce Wayne. He's really not my Batman. But all the other characters that were in there kind of doled him out a little bit, where it wasn't so much all about Batman. Like, Batman versus Superman was just like all about Batman, and
he's really under face
about Batman versus Superman. I'm like, I don't like him. Like, I don't even like you as Bruce Wayne. You're not my Bruce Wayne. Like, George Clooney can play Bruce Wayne, for fuck's sake. You can't even do that. I'm like, if Val Kilmer can almost do a Bruce Wayne. I was just like, you could not do one. And
Gal Gadot is fucking fantastic. It's Wonder Woman. Jesus Christ, she's fucking perfect. Yeah, I mean, she's perfect.
Just awesome. I'm like, you couldn't put another person in there for Wonder Woman now.
Looks it and just everything. Yeah. I mean, she's perfect. Looks,
acts. I can't wait for Wonder Woman, too. They keep sitting there throwing it out there. I'm like, they're going to have fucking Cheetah. And they just announced somebody else on there, too, but...
I think I heard about Cheetah a while ago, too.
And Cheetah was going to be on there. I'm like, oh, this is going to be so good. I'm like, I just know it's going to be good because she plays the role so good. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then Arthur Curry as Jason Momoa. Yeah. Well, you got an Islander, dude. But really don't give a fuck. I thought it was funny because I like when he's just like, I'm taking this on the house, sucking down fucking Jose Cuervo and disappearing on the edge of the fucking ocean. I'm like, anybody can do that. Anybody drinking that much Jose Cuervo and walking up to a big old crashing waves will disappear right afterwards. I do like... They keep him mysterious because I think he's going to have his own solo movie.
Yeah, I believe so also. And, they didn't really get too involved with him. Yes. It's like he pops up.
They're like good cameos.
Just, yeah, mainly that. It's like he's in it. He helps him out. But what you know about him and what you learn about him is very minimal.
And I think the thing that everybody gets kind of upset about is because it's not playing the same role as the Avengers. You know, like they give you Iron Man and Captain America and Thor, and then they gave you Avengers, and like you already have a story based upon those characters, and then they do an Avenger movie.
Yeah,
one here they did like they gave you a Superman. Yeah. You should already know about Batman. There's fucking like 12 of them, and then fucking.
You had the Wonder Woman movie first, so the characters they introduced is Aquaman, Flash, Cyborg. They introduced all those characters in that movie.
Yeah, so they were kind of like in that Justice League, so it was kind of like almost having the Avengers, and you just had like Iron Man, and then all of a sudden Thor came in, and then all the rest of them started.
Yeah, but that's how DC's kind of been doing them, though. Like Batman versus Superman introduced Wonder Woman.
Right.
And the Wonder Woman movie came after that.
Right.
Which was fantastic.
Yeah, it was so good.
So fucking good.
I was like,
good,
man, it was good. It's like Superman's were really, really dark. The Man of Steel's was real dark. Batman versus Superman, I had my ups and downs. I watched it multiple times. I try to get fucking liking to fucking Ben Affleck as Batman, and I'm just like, I'm waiting for Flashpoint. I'm like, I want Flashpoint to happen. And but I was trying to like Ben Affleck as Batman, and I just don't. I like Henry Cavill. He seems like a very well-rounded Superman. Like he could be.
Yeah.
Smile just a couple times would be great. You're like, you're supposed to be this beacon of hope, and you're just like, I'm just down and droning all the time, just frowning all the time, and always upset and lonely and sad. And But yeah. Well, shit. Our fun comes to an ending right now.
We just got told to.
I gotta fucking leave. No, you fucking don't. But
we could talk about.
We
can talk about it again next time.
Yeah, we'll try to get this done early. Our next one to try to pick up Overload. Overlord.
Overlord.
Yeah. Overlord.
Yeah, that's right. It has another season.
And second season dropped on there, and I'm kind of curious about that one, so I really want to kind of watch that.
Yeah, we can try to do that.
And
we'll talk about King's Game in depth a little bit more.
Yeah, we can do King's Game. I already finished 13, the beginning. I did the movie In the Corner of This World. Really crappy fucking anime. Like, artwork-wise, story was really good.
All right.
It's on Netflix. Aiko, I finished. High School of the Dead.
I started watching it. Okay. Like I said,
I started working on that one because I love to talk
about it. I've read the whole manga of it, though. That's the thing.
And then we got, Children of the Whales, and there's, like, a handful of them that have dropped on Funimation. I can't wait to fucking watch.
Okay.
So we'll fucking hit those up. But for right now, we just covered up those two. Like Kakaguri was just fucking absolutely sexually.
Yeah, it's funny. It has a lot of like. That's the other interesting thing is that the stuff that we keep getting on Netflix is it's mature because it's like violent in a way, but has no nudity in it. Yeah. You know, it has like this like you'd think like that one.
Yeah.
Kakaguri would have like nudity in it, but it doesn't. No, like, it's weird. It's like you just go like.
But then you have like this girl dripping out of her fucking panties all over the table, but yeah, it doesn't show any nudity whatsoever. But you can tell bizarre. Exactly what that shit was. You know, it wasn't just the shit coming off her face. I was just like, oh my god. Mm. But yes. So yeah. So we'll call it a wraps this time. Until next time, guys. Thank you for listening for Anime Chickasaw. I'm Brent, and I'm with Donnie.
Yeah, you guys take it easy.
And take care, guys.